Hi everyone, welcome to the February 2024 update for the managed portfolios. My name is Daniel Chu and I'm the portfolio manager, and I'm joined by Alex Kousli on the strategy side of things. We'll start talking about the market outlook and I'll come back and talk about performance and positioning. February 2024, a leap year. Looks like markets have taken a leap of faith or a further leap of faith, Alex. Give us an update, please.
Yeah, sure, Dan. I think that's a nice way to bring it in. We saw another strong month for risk assets, really US equities being led by those mega cap tech names like Nvidia over the month of February, up nearly 30%, Meta up close to 10%. So that concentration is still kind of driving it. But we saw more generally equities doing quite well. So small cap equities in the US was quite resilient. And Australian equities was up about 1%, so lag global, but still up. There's a couple of dynamics to highlight here for the month of February, and indeed for the outlook. So the key dynamic that came through from a macro perspective is that the US economy has remained quite resilient and strong. We saw stronger jobs growth through the month, and we also saw a slightly higher than expected inflation print, which has kind of stopped the overall trend we've seen for the last 6 months of inflation continuing to decline. From our perspective, though, it doesn't really shift the risks of inflation being higher over the next 6 to 12 months. We still think that the disinflation trend is on track, and that should mean that we see some level of interest rate cuts from most central banks this year. The second thing to highlight from Australian perspective is that the economy is continuing to remain fairly soft, but not in signs of any impending recession. We still think recession risk is quite low. We think the risks, oh, sorry, the potential for an RBA rate cut is still there towards the end of Q3, if not Q4. And then finally, China has been the wild card for the global macro environment. We're still waiting for more signs that policy becomes more supportive and therefore, we'll really boost Chinese equities and emerging markets in general. We're starting to see early signs of policies become more supportive, but we'd like to see more confirmation of that before becoming a bit more aggressive on our China view.
Thanks, Alex. In terms of performance for the managed portfolios, we'll look at the 70-30 managed portfolio, 70% growth managed portfolio. That was up roughly 1.2% for the month. And for the first 2 months of the year, that's a total return of about 2.5%. That's largely driven by stronger equity markets, as Alex mentioned. So in terms of relative performance, we did see global equities, our global equity positioning underperform slightly as those Magnificent Seven stocks continued to rally, Nvidia in particular posting some very strong returns. Our portfolio is skewed towards small cap, emerging market equities, and away from some of those names that I just mentioned. Nevertheless, the conviction in the manager lineup in the portfolio that we have is one of a strong conviction. In the direct share portfolio, performance for that 30 stock portfolio was in line with the benchmark. And then lastly, on positioning, really focused on having a disciplined approach in 2024. As we see more overbought signals, a chase towards higher equity markets, we believe it's prudent to remain focused and to remain close to neutral. And so in prior years where we've held overweights to equities and credit, we've enjoyed the benefits from higher equity markets, rebounds, stronger cyclicality as well. But in 2024, we believe that with the elevated risk of a recession, yes, it's not the base case anymore, but with an elevated risk of recession, it's prudent to rebalance the portfolio and to stay relatively neutral. So a strong couple of months for returns, and over the 1 year, it's been close to 10% returns for the managed portfolios that I just mentioned before. And so just to conclude, really focus on staying close to neutral. The risks of a recession are elevated. It's no longer the base case. So we think that some markets are pricing in a very strong outcomes, and for us, it's an environment where we want to stay disciplined. And so, look forward to providing another update to you next month, and look forward to talking to you again.